Ghost Corps. The Prayer Rug of Nana Sahib, a story of freelance diplomacy, intrigue, and mystery in the Far East. At an auction in Cairo, K.C. Smith, Ghost Corps operative, buys a curious prayer rug. He believes its strange pattern conceals a secret map. Ram Dass, a mysterious Hindu, steals the rug and during the night leaves Cairo by plane for Kathmandu, capital of the province of Nepal, and Kundra, a forbidden city in the Himalaya Mountains, as his objective. K.C. and Ali decide to follow. They charter a plane and fly them to Lucknow, where they meet Hans Waldheim, a pilot who agrees to fly them to Kathmandu. From the German, K.C. learns that he is the second person within 24 hours who is making the trip by air to the Nepalese capital. The first being a high-caste native with one eyebrow missing.
An eyebrow missing, eh? And a tattooed caste mark?
Yeah, that's right. Seemed very anxious to get there. Left this morning. Friend of yours?
Not exactly. What time did he leave?
About 6:30. There was a sudden attraction in Kathmandu. You look interested.
I understand, Waldheim, that you're in the habit of keeping your mouth shut.
Let us be silent, that we may hear the whisper of the gods. Here's hall space. Go right on in.
All right, Ali. They showed you the place, eh? Come in, Waldheim. This is my friend and colleague, Muhammad Ali. Ali, Waldheim Effendi.
As you do.
Your philosophy on silence, Waldheim, is excellent.
I have found it so, at least.
You remarked that I looked interested in the, shall we say, exodus to Kathmandu. I am. So much so that I'd hoped to arrive there before the Hindu you described to me.
Impossible, of course, since he left here this morning. With luck, he must have landed there quite some time before noon. You are in a hurry to reach Kathmandu?
I was. But now, since I can't head my man off or beat him to Kathmandu, it doesn't matter. I believe I know where he'll go from there.
Will you be in Kathmandu long?
Well, that depends on several things.
You want me to wait for you there?
No, Waldheim. You might have a long wait.
Well, see you in the morning, then. If it's all right with you, we'll leave at daybreak. You'll want to turn in now. Good night.
Yeah, good night, Waldheim.
Upon their arrival at Kathmandu, K.C. chooses as a base of operations a quiet little khan on the outskirts of the city. Here he prepares for his expedition into the little-known wild mountainous region beyond the Nepalese capital. Supplies have been purchased. Guides and drovers with their pack and saddle animals have been engaged and placed in charge of one Dola Rao, a tall, black-bearded, fierce-looking hillman recommended by a Kansama as being a shikari thoroughly familiar with the surrounding territory. Ali, loafing about the bazaars and coffee houses all afternoon, returns to the khan at night to discuss what he has learned during the day with K.C.
Of Ram Dass I have learned little, K.C. Immediately upon arriving yesterday morning, he went to a khan in the north of the city. He left almost at once by the north gate with a small retinue of men.
And Kundra? Did you get any information as to its location?
Little enough, Habib. To the north and east.
Rather indefinite. Well, try again tonight or tomorrow. We've got to have something closer to shoot at than that.
Seeking information, asking questions of curious, suspicious natives does not bring authentic replies, and it is unwise. It will become known throughout the city that certain sahibs are interested in the location of the forbidden city. And obstacles will be placed in our path.
Well, then don't ask questions. Keep your ears open and your eyes.
And learn nothing. Hear nothing but the oft-repeated legend of the prayer rug. Further, Kasi, none know or appear to know the exact location of Kundra. I am as well informed on its approximate location as any.
So? Well, you didn't speak of it before. Well, all right. We leave at sunup in the morning. I've drawn a rough chart of the country while you were in the city. We'll have to travel by that and by compass. Here, have a look.
Aye, a well-drawn map, Habib. We would not need much guidance with such a chart to show us the way. It is evident that you have been here before.
Yeah, once or twice, Ali. Hunting.
The plan, then, is to locate Kundra which it is said lies some 3 days' travel through jungle-clad hills and mountain passes to the northeast of Kathmandu. I should say, in this circle.
That's right. We're on a hunting expedition, understand? We establish a permanent camp as near as we can to the city with the pretense of hunting in the surrounding country and eventually get into Kundra.
And may one ask by what method, Kasi, we enter the city?
That we'll have to leave to chance and fate. Yeah, I'm turning in now. Before you go to bed, see that Dola Rao and his barrows are ready for an early start.
Hearing is obeying, Kasi.
Just before dawn, Casey awakens suddenly and without apparent reason. Cautiously, he draws his automatic from beneath his pillow, slips the safety catch, and leaps out of bed to the center of the room. Something drops to the bed with a soft plop. Swiftly, Casey backs across the chamber to the table. He picks up his flashlight. Pressing the button, he directs the strong white beam upon the couch. As the light strikes the bed, a huge cobra, hissing angrily, slowly lifts its hideously inflated hood from the pillow. Casey lifts his automatic. A heavy .38 caliber slug crashes through the cobra's extended hood.
Cassie, what is it?
Yeah, all right, Ollie. Light the lamp. There, on the table.
Hi, Cassie.
What is it, Sahib? The Kansama here and I...
I've had a visitor, Dolo Rao. Look there, on the bed.
Oh, by the beard, Sahib. The hooded death. But how did it enter this chamber? An accident, of course.
I wonder.
Such accidents, Kansama, are like to be costly to the reputation of thy house.
But the cobra likely escaped from the basket of the faker and found its way here into the sahib's room.
A faker? A snake charmer?
Yes, sahib. Such a one arrived late during the night, craving space for himself and his pets in the compound. It is undoubtedly one of the man's cobras.
Then how did it find its way into the sahib's room?
The sahib raised the shutters, the screen, or perhaps left the door open for more air.
Neither. You want to know how this fellow got in here? Look up there. The punkah cord hole.
By Allah.
That little hole, only large enough to let the cord work freely back and forth, has been enlarged to admit the snake.
T'was done, Habib, while we were at our evening meal, or later while we sat on the veranda.
Yes. Had it been done earlier in the day, I'd have noticed it. Just when did your snake charmer arrive, Kansama?
He came while the sahibs were at table last night.
And set the stage for his little entertainment while we were out of the room. You'll probably find that he's left with his pets, excepting this one.
The breeder of lice shall be found, sahib, and well punished for disturbing so dangerously the peace of an honored guest. I go to return with the man.
Well, Dolo Rao, what do you make of this?
The sahib has proven his ability with a pistol beyond all question of doubt. Truly a clean shot.
Aye, and the faker?
As the sahib has said, the Kansama will not find him. If the presence has no further orders, I return to the compound to waken the bearers. It will soon be daylight.
No further orders. We leave as soon as we've breakfasted. Take this cobra with you, Dolo Rao.
The Punjabis say, though thy enemy be 100 miles away, act as if he stood beside thy bed. Walk softly, sahib. The men will be ready to leave at daybreak.
Good. Close the door, Ali.
Aye.
Well, what do you think? Ram Dass, eh?
Without a doubt, Habib. His hand is behind this attempt upon your life. But how can the man know that we are following him?
Spies, Ali. Stationed them all along his path to stop us. Well, he's not as clever as I thought. He's blazing his trail as plainly as though he'd given us a map. Come in.
The sahib was right. The dog of a faker has vanished with all his belongings.
And the punkah wallah along with him, eh?
But yes. How did the sahib know that?
Oh, never mind. Send tea and breakfast here, will you? We leave in an hour.
Hearing is obeying, sahib. But I hope the presence will not hold this occurrence against my house.
Of course not. No, it's forgiven. Send in our breakfast.
At once, Sahib.
Ali, we'll take Dolorao's advice and walk softly. That cobra didn't find its way alone up that outer wall, nor did that hole up there, the punka cord, grow of its own accord.
Nay, Kasi Habib, it was a deliberate attempt upon thy life, for the bite of the cobra is indeed deadly.
As the first rays of the morning sun touched the surrounding peaks with fingers of crimson and gold, the little caravan with Casey and Dolorao riding in the van leave the city of Kathmandu to plunge into the mystery-shrouded hills of Nepal. At dawn of the third day out from Kathmandu, Dolorao awakens Casey as he lies sleeping in his blankets beside a dead campfire.
Sahib, it is I, Dolorao.
Oh, yes, Dolorao. Yeah. Breakfast ready?
Nay, Sahib. It is that disaster dogs our footsteps.
Disaster? What now?
The bearers have vanished.
Deserted?
So it would appear, Sahib.
You've awakened Ali?
Ali Sahib is awake. He has gone to bring in the horses.
What's the reason for the bearers deserting at this stage of the game, do you know?
It was rumored that the Sahib seeks the forbidden city of Kundra.
Huh? Well, I wonder where they got that idea. However, it's as good a reason as another, since they're gone. Well, Ali, you look annoyed. What's the trouble?
I can find no trace or sign of man or beast, Kasi. Men and animals alike have vanished as though swallowed by the very night.